Chapter 11. History. What's behind this book? There has always been a need to put people in groups. When the Stone Age finished and we became more thoughtful, we discovered that all over the world, people were different. But how different are people really? And how have those differences been described? Here are some examples. The Greeks. Hippocrates, who lived 4 centuries before Christ, is considered the father of medicine. Unlike many other doctors of that time, he believed that disease came from nature and not from the gods. Hippocrates believed that there are 4 types of person: choleric, sanguine, phlegmatic, and melancholic. A choleric person sometimes frightens those around him with his powerful ways. Choleric can be translated as hot-blooded. A sanguine person is controlled by the blood, by the heart. Creative and happy, he spreads positive energy around him. He's optimistic and cheerful. A phlegmatic person is inactive and slow in movement. Finally, a melancholic person is sad and dark. Hippocrates' types. Choleric person, red. Sanguine person, yellow. Phlegmatic person, green. Melancholic person, blue. The Aztecs. The Aztecs were a people who lived in central Mexico from the 14th century to the 16th century. They're known for their advanced society and buildings. When they tried to divide people into different groups, they used something they knew well: the 4 elements. Fire, air, earth, and water. To this day, the 4 elements are used to describe different conditions of mind. Nobody really knows if the Aztecs were the first to think of this idea, but we do know that they used it. Fire people were fiery and ready to explode. They were soldiers who fought to get their own way and leaders. Air people were different. They were also strong, but a lot more relaxed. They entered like an amazing wind, kicking up a little dirt in the process. Earth people worked for the village, for the whole group. They were stable and brought safety. They were there to create things, to build for the future. Aztecs had respect for water, as it can destroy everything in its path, but you can also bottle it, if you know how to. Quiet and safe, water people observed everything. These are similar to Hippocrates' theories, but with different names. The Aztec elements: fire, red; air, yellow; earth, green; water, blue. William Moulton Marston. In 1928, William Moulton Marston published his work, Emotions of Normal People, in which he studied the differences in the behavior of healthy people. This provided the inspiration for what became known as DISC, which this book is based on. A few years after discovering Marston's work, in the 1950s, Walter Clark developed DISC using Marston's observations. As you've seen and heard, DISC is a tool used to put the different types of human behavior in groups. A lot of work has been done since Marston's days, and over the years, many other people have been involved in improving DISC. Marston found a way to show how people were different. He noted particular differences between personalities. Nowadays, we use the following. Dominance produces activity in an unfriendly environment. Inspiration produces activity in a favorable environment. Stability produces passivity in a favorable environment. Compliance produces passivity in an unfriendly environment. The 4 letters, D, I, S, and C, dominance, inspiration, stability, and compliance form DISC, which is used throughout the world. The dominance characteristic in any person tells you how he approaches problems and deals with challenges. Inspiration applies to a person who will always be able to convince others. You could say that dominance is about acting and inspiration is about interacting. Stability is measured by how open a person is to change. A strong need for stability means a person doesn't want change, while someone who enjoys change will have a lower need for stability. This leads, of course, to a number of different behaviors, like wanting to go back to the good old days, for example. Finally, compliant ability shows how ready someone is to follow rules. Of course, this also produces certain characteristics that are linked. Here we find those who can accept that things go wrong. The DISC tool. Dominance. How you approach problems and deal with challenges. Inspiration. How you cooperate with and try to influence other people. Stability. How you respond to change. Compliance. How you respond to rules. You've probably noticed that for all these systems, these behavior characteristics are all linked to a color. The colors aren't essential. They're only a way to make sense of and learn about the system more easily. Marston finished researching this topic in the 1930s. Many others have used his research and developed a tool that has been used by nearly 50 million people in the past 35 years. But it's always helpful to remember that though in theory there's no difference between ideas and practice, in the real world, there's a big difference. Not least, that most people are a combination of two colors.